You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
Brevard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
I'm declaring, I said unexpected. It'll come from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and business will just start growing. After that, God increased the ministry. With all of them leaving, the money came in to make up for the difference. And I'm preaching the same way. No $100 lines, no survival revivals, nobody prophesying over money, stand in this line, sister. None of that. If God leads you to give $1,000, $2,000, give it. But it's not prompted by somebody coming in to prophesy over people. The Lord, I've been in that. I've seen it. And the Lord say, I want you to guard my people from that.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Reflecting on God's Faithfulness. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3.
This anniversary celebration helps us to reflect on God's faithfulness. The impact of the ministry that he's given us. And looking forward to the future. Let me say it again. It's going to help us to reflect on the faithfulness of God. Also, the impact of the ministry in this region. And looking forward to the things which are before us as we press toward the goal or looking forward into the future. I love Psalm 30 and verse 36 and verse 5. It should be on the screen in a moment. That is Psalm 36 and verse 5. And it reads like this, your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness to the skies. Now, I've never been able to touch the heavens naturally. He's saying the distance between the heavens and the earth is the measure of his love for us. It's beyond our grasp. It's beyond our grasp. And his faithfulness, his love is beyond our grasp. His faithfulness reaches to the skies. So when you go out tonight, when you leave the building, look up. And then try to grab it and realize you can't, but his love does. His love reaches to the heavens, his faithfulness to the sky. It's incomprehensible. We cannot recognize just how faithful he is. Often said, it takes 1,000 things to go right for you to make it to church without having an accident. It takes millions and millions of things to go right to last 30 years in ministry. Where were you in March of 1995? Where were you in the world? For some, we were on other continents. To some, we were in Orlando. To some, we were in Lakeland. To some, we were in Massachusetts. To some, we were in Connecticut. To some, we weren't born. To some, we were in elementary school. To others, we were in college. To some, we were pregnant with our second child. To some, we were business owners on Malabar Road. To some, we were on crack. To others, we were in prison. But wherever you are, God's faithfulness and his love reached beyond. To some, we were in Patrick Air Force Base, just moving in the area. And God's faithfulness reached out to us and harvest us. Glory to God. We didn't even know ourselves. We were too young to know ourselves. God was reaching out to us. And he had me to blow a horn on the corner of R.J. Collin and U.S. 1. Pastor Sabrina was singing the song. Mesa was playing the guitar. Near, near, near. And I was blowing a horn. Hoop. And I was doing what God. And it looked ignorant to me. I felt ignorant. I felt like I was foolish obeying God. When I opened my eyes, the men. men who came out with me were kneeling in the dirt. The glory of God fell. They couldn't stand. They were kneeling in the dirt and giving God praise on that day. Knees were all dirty in the sand. You know why? Because God honors faithfulness. If you just do what he tells you to do, don't worry about the results. Don't try to figure it out. You don't need anybody to figure it out for you. Just obey him right now and watch what he does in the future. When I look over my shoulder, I'm shaking in my boots as I give him reverence for how far he's brought us. You think about where you were 30 years ago tonight. On the 26th, where were you? And what did God have to do to put you right here? And you need to be faithful. With all of the things you went through, all of the hell that happened in the backseat of cars and in back rooms, and all of the stuff that happened to you, where people tried to slice you and tried to kill you, and all the stuff that happened in churches and areas all around, and you still survived. We must bring him something. We must bring him a sacrifice of praise. We must get back to what he called us to do. We must glorify him. We must live for him and exalt his name forever. Thank you, Jesus. Let's start tonight. Let's give him praise right there. Let's give him glory and honor. Lord, I bless you and honor you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So let's reflect on God's faithfulness. First declaration, and I have 10 tonight. Repeat with me. I declare.
I declare.
We declare.
We declare.
That God has been faithful. For 30 years, guiding and sustaining us. Glory to God. I declare that it is God who has been faithful, guiding us and sustaining us. So I give him praise for the guidance. And I thank him for his sustaining power. His sustaining power. When we don't have strength, he gives us strength. He sustained us. In other words, he also preserves us. And one of the greatest agents of preservation is salt. God has been sprinkling salt on us. We would have spoiled if he didn't sprinkle a little salt on us. He saw that we were losing flavor and savor. And he sprinkled salt to preserve us. Guiding and sustaining. We look at guidance, you got to see Holy Spirit. He's the guiding light, not manpower, not your spirit. The Holy Ghost, he guides and he sustains us. For the children of Israel, for Jacob's children. At night, he was a pillar of fire. During the day, he was a cloud. And I'm here to tell you that pillar of fire is over your head. You may not see it, but he's twirling. All over you. You would have been gone. I know it's bad, but you wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the Lord. And they walked through serpents. They went through Red Seas. They lost people. They had issues. People got up. They had wars. All kinds of issues happened over those 40 years. But God sustained them and he guided them. And he's doing the same for us. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
Number two. I'll read it in your hearing, and then we're going to repeat it together. I declare we acknowledge God's unwavering love. His provision is a lifetime throughout our ministry. I say again, I declare we acknowledge God's unwavering love, and his provision is a lifeline throughout our ministry. I may have said lifetime, but I meant lifeline. So repeat after me. I declare we acknowledge God's unwavering love and provision is a lifeline throughout our ministry. His unwavering love, his unwavering love, unwavering love is a lifeline, and his provision is a lifeline throughout our ministry. It is his love that is the conduit that's pumping life into us. And his provision. In other words, not only did he provide, but we believe it is sustaining us today. It is the lifeline. Wherever there's a spiritual renewal, there must be a financial one. And God has always provided for Truth Review. He's always done it, and he's going to continue to do it. And if you start sowing, you're going to increase in revenue. Let me say it again. Whoever sows into this fertile soil in a year's time will see increase in their own portfolio and in their own futures. Now, what you do with it, I don't know. Maybe you want to part it. You don't want to budget. I don't know, but I know there's an increase. And that's what he promised me, that if they sow, I'm going to show you what I'm going to do. Glory to God. And I want you to know God has always sustained us. I had a major, actually it was Larry Linkus, when I first started the ministry, I felt led to go to him for advice. I didn't know him, but he was pretty strong pastor in the north end of the county at the time. And so I went to him, I asked for a meeting, he opened it up, and I went in to speak to him. I said, I believe the Lord is leading me to the city of Palm Bay, and I felt led to come and talk to you before going. He said, that is wisdom, for in the multitude of counsel, their safety. And then he said, I don't prophesy, I'm not that kind of person, but I feel like the Lord's told me to tell you that he's going to sustain you and that he's going to provide for you and that money won't be an issue. He also said to me, I'm going to give you my CPA, my accountant, and I want him to help you. I'm going to ask him to help you get started with all of the paperwork that you're going to need. I said, okay. So he hooked me up with the man. And the man said, well, I can't take any money. The Lord told me not to charge you. So I did this like you all, like, wow. I said, whoa. I stood there. He said, I can't take any money, but I'm going to give you everything that you need to get started. God told me not to charge you. I said, okay. I go back to Linkus. I said, your accountant won't take any money. He say, follow God. And I'm going to tell you something else the Lord said. In your 6th year, you're going to have a shakeup in your leadership. In your 6th year, people that are close to you are going to walk away, and God is going to give you the strength. Okay? Just like he said it, in the 6th year, there was a major shakeup. And it was so severe, it shook me, because they all walked out at the same time. And I was grieving over it. Pastor Sabina said, let them go. I said, I know. I know, Mama. Don't get me wrong. Pastor Sabrina is more loving than me, okay? But on this issue, I was having a hard time. But she said, let it go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I grew after that, man. I'm the one, like, go. And she's like, please, Lord, help him. But anyway, I was in that moment at the time. I was grieving over it, man. And about, I'm going to say, few thousand dollars worth of tithes walked out with all of that. Now, we just walked in this facility. It's like, Lord, what in the world are we going to do? I was worried about that, you know. It was kind of on my mind. I didn't show it, but I know I was sitting on the side of the bed a lot with slippers on. I was flicking on the lamp, bleep, and flicking it off, bleep, 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 at 3 a.m, bleep. I was worried about it. I just didn't say anything. And all of a sudden, one of the workers, maybe it was Valerie, came in and said, guess what? And she had an envelope. And somebody from Virginia said, the Lord spoke to me to write a check. It was like for $3,500. And sold it into the ministry. Now, at the same moment, and when that happened, the Lord spoke to me and said, did they call you or did I call you? I said, you called me. And he said, I will sustain you. Let me tell you something, man. And if you obey God, you're going to have unexpected resources. I'm declaring, I said unexpected. It'll come from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and business will just start growing. After that, God increased the ministry. With all of them leaving, the money came in to make up for the difference. And I'm preaching the same way. No $100 lines, no survival revivals, nobody prophesying over money, standing this line, sister, none of that. If God leads you to give $1,000, $2,000, give it. But it's not prompted by somebody coming in to prophesy over people. The Lord, I've been in that. I've seen it. And the Lord say, I want you to guard my people from that. And I've done it. And he showed himself strong. Thank you, Lord. I wanted to give you all that because I'm telling you, God is faithful, man. And when you obey him, you will never lack. Let me put it this way. The weapon form will not prosper. Glory to God. I can't say it won't form. But the scripture says it will not prosper. Number three. I declare we celebrate God's grace and his empowered that has empowered us to serve his people. In other words, it is the grace that keeps us doing this every week. I want you to repeat after me. I declare we celebrate God's grace that has empowered us to serve his people. I want you to hear this. Do not look at your own tenacity and your own commitment. It is God's grace that empowers you. Everybody will get burnt out in ministry if God don't add grace. And I try to say to everybody working, you can be a multitasker, but you will burn out if you're not careful. So I say, I recommend that you try to keep it under three ministries. Now, some have the capacity for five. I'm talking about the main people. If you have the capacity, do what you got to do. But watch it, lest you burn out. And always depend on the grace of God. I can't tell you how many times I've stood here and didn't feel it. I can't tell you how many times others have gone on vacation and we had to stay home. I can't tell you how many times our baby was sick too and somebody called us to go to the hospital. And if I said I can't come because I got sickness here, people don't understand. Or if I linger, I call you. I can't even tell you what's going on with me because you can't even get in the capacity or in the position to hear it. And God still gave us grace to get it done. And he will give you grace if you depend on the grace of God. Thank you, Lord. You ready? Number four, I declare we give thanks for the countless blessings God has bestowed upon us. I can't count the blessings. I used to hear, count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. How else does it go? Count your blessings. Count your many blessings. Thank you, Pastor. I want you to start counting blessings if you can. Honestly, we like to talk about the curses. The blessings are insurmountable. He blesses us. What does he give us every morning? So you got to go through the scripture to count the blessings. You know what really counts is a new mercy. It's fresh. Fresh mercy every morning. He refreshes mercy. It's not stale, like stale bread. It's fresh, right out of the oven of God's love. Yes. Yes. Pop out a whole loaf of mercy. Every morning, fresh mercy for you. And we ought to give him praise for the mercy. You know what mercy is? God not giving us what we deserve. Grace is his enabling ability to do work. But mercy is him he withholds what he could do, and we deserve him to blast us out of the water, but he doesn't. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. One of the things God can't stand is idolatry. And if you read the book of 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, and then go into the prophets, you'll see, and many of the kings of Israel allowed worship of idol gods to take place in the mountains of Israel, and he hated it. So he raised up a prophet named Hosea. And he said, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go to the red light district and I want you to marry a woman of whoredom. That's what he told the prophet. She's a prostitute and I want you to marry her. And she's going to have the tendencies of a prostitute. The miracle was not that he obeyed God. The miracle is that he fell in love with her. He loved her. He, no matter what she did. And he showed Israel through Hosea what it's like to love somebody that don't love you. When she got pregnant, he took care of the babies. Not once, not twice, three times. Always leaving for weeks, then showing back up. He still stays, do what he's doing, taking care of the babies. And I begin to wonder, how many of us start stuff and say, we didn't get pregnant from God's seed. We were out, got an idea here, got an idea there, running with this one, running with that one, and he still watches over the children that we birthed. Just like it was his own. How many ministries have started out of rebellion? Y'all don't like me? I'm going to do it myself. How many of us are operating out of hurt and think it's God working in it? And he still watches over the child, changing the diaper, feeding it while you gone. That's the kind of measure of mercy that we've experienced. When we're not whole, God is still faithful and his mercy made up for the difference. I can't say that every week and every day Truth Revealed was at the top of the mountain. But I can say his mercy endures forever. And it's truth to every generation. And I've got to preach the mercy of God. Oh my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. What number are we on? Five. I read it in your hearing. I declare that God, his hand has been upon us, leading us through the very challenges we face every day. Well, Bishop, why are we talking about? We got to reflect, then we're going to deal with where we are, and then we're going to prophesy into the future. So I'm declaring that God's hand has been upon our ministry, leading us and guiding us through every challenge. Repeat after me, I declare that God's hand has been upon us, leading us through every challenge. Every challenge we face, his hand is upon you. Now that's what we ought to give him praise for. He never took his hands off. Thank you, Lord. We first started the ministry, I came home and I just finished preaching at this church. And when I lifted up the garage, I noticed I could see something like a mist coming from my hand. So I closed back because the light was on. I closed the garage down, I lifted it up again. And when I did my hand like this, a mist followed it. It's like, whoa. So I did it several times to make sure I wasn't crazy. Then I started playing with it. I made a whirlwind. Spinning. And the Lord said, I'm showing you my glory. Hallelujah. I'm showing you what it's like when I put glory on a man or a woman. You may not see it, but some mist is following you. That's what the enemy can't stand. You think they just don't like you or they love you that much, but really the enemy is after the glory. He didn't want that mist to follow us. I turned it into a whirlwind. And with my left hand, I turned it into a whirlwind. Then I mixed both of them together, and it was bigger. It lasted for about 30 minutes, and then it vanished away. And I'm praying that God will start allowing you to see signs and wonders and unfamiliar occurrences so you will believe. And it's his faithfulness, man. His hand has been upon us in a unique way. Well, Bishop, I don't believe all of that. You don't have to. It was for me. I'm not trying to convince you. You know, some preachers, they don't want to convince everybody. See, I'm telling the truth now. You could believe it or not. You need to go to St. Augustine. Please believe it or not. They got a whole museum there. You don't have to believe it. Just read everything that's going on. I'm telling you what happened. It was for me.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message reflecting on God's faithfulness, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
The spring edition of Reveal Magazine is available on our website, truthrevealed.org, where you can download a copy for yourself or someone else. You can flip through the magazine in the mobile app or purchase a hard copy for $3 at a communication and promotion counter. Easter Sunday is almost here, and we invite you to celebrate the resurrection of our Christ. Join us for the sunrise service on Sunday, April 20th at 6 a.m. at Castaways Point Park. At 9:30 a.m., the Ministry of Education will present the Children's Easter Program. So prepare to cheer on your children as they sing and dance to celebrate our risen King.
Corporate prayer will occur in the sanctuary on Friday, April 18th at 7 p.m. Join Relentless and tag up to God in prayer for our children, our family, and our nation. Check out the mobile app for ways to join virtually. Calling all young adults ages 20 through 39, Truth Revealed is the place to be every fourth Friday at 7 p.m. Join Focus on Friday, April 25th to connect, fellowship, and get involved with your purpose. Scan the QR code in the foyer and get involved.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Hi friends, Paul Esposito here from 91.5 FM WMIE and WWBC Radio. We are pleased to announce that our brand new apps have been released and are now available in the App Store for you to download. So search for WMIE as well as WWBC, and you can hear the awesome programming on these stations 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There also is a lot of programs available on demand. Some of the local programming here you now can hear on demand from your phone or tablet. So I encourage you, download these apps, WMIE and WWBC.